Hello, and thank you for listening to our new series, OE Talks. We are excited to bring to you something special for the 30th Annual Opportunity Exchange, Accessible Education. What does this mean? Education when it makes sense in your schedule. Education that is available when you are. You're not limited to learning during the one-day event, but instead when you have a few extra minutes in your day. Our plan is to share key messages with our supplier partners throughout the year as it pertains to supplier diversity and not just at the Opportunity Exchange. Our plan is that the messages are timely based on the activities you are doing. Today, our topic is Tier 2 reporting. Our hope is that through today's talk, we can walk you through and explain all the changes that we have made to the program in the past few years. We have communicated these changes through our Tier 2 manuals and through emails kicking off each report period. But we know not everybody reads their email, so there may have been some important updates missed. My name is Erin Cuddell. I'm an analyst in the Supplier Diversity Group, and I used to have responsibility for Tier 2 reporting and have recently transitioned into Tier 1 reporting. During today's session, I'm joined by two additional members of our Supplier Diversity team, Adrena Walker and Taylor Young. So let's get started. Adrena, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. My name is Adrena Walker, and I want to first thank you for tuning in to our session about Tier 2 reporting requirements. So I am the lead for Toyota's Tier 2 reporting. I took over right after Erin, and Tier 2 reporting is a critical part of the success of our diversity program. However, we found that most suppliers don't fully understand our activity. So with that in mind, we thought taking this opportunity to share some information with you, as well as answer common questions that we've received, would benefit you as you complete your semi-annual reporting. Now, Taylor, would you like to introduce yours, though?
Absolutely. Howdy, y'all. My name is Taylor Young. I'm an analyst in the Supplier Diversity Group here at Toyota. I'm super excited to hear both from Adrena and Erin, who have experience firsthand leading the Toyota Supplier Diversity Tier 2 program. So let's get started. First, let's talk about the targets. Adrena, I know you have some high expectations of our suppliers, or all of Toyota has high expectations of our suppliers, but what specifically do we ask of those Tier 1s? Like, what are some specific targets?
Well, as we see it, our suppliers are the best. So with that in mind, we expect the best. We also have two targets. So back to your question. We expect that our suppliers spend 5% of their purchases with minority-owned businesses and 2% of their purchases with women-owned businesses. In April of 2018, we expanded our definition for minority to include not just ethnic minority-owned businesses, but also veteran-owned, LGBTQ plus owned, and disability owned companies.
That's great. Yeah, I was so excited to see us expand that definition to be more inclusive. So just to be clear, can you confirm which certifications Toyota accepts for these different classifications?
Great question. Regarding the minority target, Toyota partners with the following organizations. Get ready because the list is a little lengthy. So for ethnic-owned businesses, the National Minority Supplier Development Council and its regional affiliates. For disability-owned businesses, Disability N, which is formerly known as USBLN. For LGBTQ plus owned businesses, the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce, which was formerly known as NGLCC. And finally, for veteran owned businesses, the National Veteran Business Development Council. Because our Tier 2 program also recognizes SPIN in Canada, I'd also like to make sure that everyone knows which certifications we accept from Canada. So for ethnic minorities and Aboriginal-owned businesses, we accept the Canadian Aboriginal Minority Supplier Council's certifications. And for women-owned businesses, we accept WeBe Canada certifications.
Interesting. So we do recognize Canadian businesses who are certified, but currently our program has not yet expanded to include any certification agency in Mexico. For North America, our suppliers report spend for diverse businesses if they're based in the U.S. or Canada. So I understand what we expect of our suppliers now. All right, so how do we validate or confirm if those suppliers are hitting those targets?
We do that through semi-annual reporting. Like other OEMs, we ask for our suppliers to submit their spend twice a year so that we can track their progress towards those goals that we have set. Generally, those reports are due in the beginning of May and November. So for the May report timing, that covers October the 1st through March the 31st. And then the November report would cover the time period of April the 1st through September the 30th. At the start of each report period, we will send suppliers an email with a link to complete the report for that active period. We have a system that generates those unique codes so that each report period, they don't have to remember a username or login. It just allows them to create the report by clicking on the link.
Alrighty, so twice a year is that report request. So, Adrena, I'm going to turn it back to you. What happens if a supplier does not report spend to Toyota by our due dates?
Bad things. No, I'm just kidding. So suppliers are actually given a couple of weeks to submit the submission. And after that deadline, we follow up with all of those suppliers and include their buyers on the follow-up to encourage their submission. In addition, we will continue to escalate late submissions up through general manager level in order to continue getting those submissions in. Now, if the report isn't submitted on time, it may impact that supplier's chance to win new business on future models. So because of this, if you don't have the report request and think you should based on the timing that Aaron just told us about, please reach out to us by emailing supplierdiversity@toyota.com.
Yeah, Adrena, I agree. Late reports tend to get a lot of attention. So my recommendation from when I used to work with the Tier 2 reporting is submit the report as quickly as possible if you don't meet that initial due date. This way you reduce the odds of somebody on the senior management team being aware that you missed the deadline.
Good point, Aaron. No one likes those extra eyes on them at all times. So is there a general guideline for who we even ask to report out Tier 2 spend?
Toyota has internal guidelines that differ for direct and indirect suppliers to report Tier 2 spend. If you would like to verify if you should be reporting, just send us an email and we can confirm. Additionally, we can confirm if you received the request and who the request was sent to. In fact, if you have any questions at all that we have not answered, please, please, please send us an email to supplierdiversity@toyota.com and we'll try to respond within a business day. And while we typically respond within the same day, there will be times when that does not happen. So please do not send multiple emails to multiple people because honestly, that really just slows down our response time and it creates duplicate work for our entire team.
So I understand the what's, like the purpose of our Tier 2 reporting requirements, but what we haven't addressed yet is the why. So Aaron, why does Toyota require our supplier partners to report diverse spend, and why do we give them targets in the first place?
Well, that answer is pretty simple. Toyota values diversity. Not only is diversity within our company important to us, but we value diversity in our supply chain, and we strive to have our suppliers embrace this value as well. Tier 2 diversity tracking is a way that we can encourage our suppliers to do business with diverse businesses and pour back into the communities that we are a part of. Not only is this a common practice, but the automotive industry is a leader in supplier diversity and has been for many years. It's not just the OEMs, but our suppliers who make the automotive industry a leading force.
All right, so one final question. Aaron and Adrena, you both have led the reporting cycle on Toyota's behalf. So as you are talking with suppliers, what are some common questions you get? What can you share with us now that might help our suppliers better understand the information we're asking they gather for this reporting request?
So we definitely receive a lot of questions, and a common problem that we see is based on the understanding of what data we are requesting. We request that suppliers report a couple of things. Number one, total spend with diverse and non-diverse businesses for the reporting period. And two, the details of their diverse spend with minority and women-owned businesses. I think requesting both numbers seems to lead to confusion. The reason why we ask for both of these numbers is because we need to know your total purchases for the reporting period, which includes both diverse and non-diverse spend. And this allows us to understand the entire impact your buying organization has. Secondly, we ask for the diverse spend to be provided on an individual level for each diverse supplier. We request this information in greater detail so that we can confirm that every diverse vendor reported to us is in fact certified through one of Toyota's accepted certifying bodies.
I have to agree, Adriana. I think the spend is one of the most questions, anything regarding the spend, one of the biggest questions that we get leading the Tier 2 activity. Another common area where I saw trouble with our suppliers is when we ask the spend to be broken out in between direct and indirect purchases. We ask for the spend in these categories so that we have the ability to understand what is bought specifically for us, as well as what is spent for the products and services that are needed to run the business and can be divided amongst all of your customers. I know we're asking a lot when we ask for this information from our supplier partners, so I want to make sure that we share our appreciation of the time and effort it takes to gather this information for our supplier diversity initiatives, and we understand and that the work that goes into this reporting, and we want you to know that it helps our supplier diversity program so much.
Absolutely. That's so right, Erin. We really do appreciate the work our suppliers put into this reporting, and thanks for that clarification on the spend requests. I agree. We get a lot of questions concerning this topic, but it's so important to make sure everyone is reporting their spend consistently. So like you said, this is really important to us. Our supplier diversity is just one component of our diversity and inclusion strategy. We feel here at Toyota that it's so important to be inclusive from the products we build to the team members who build it and all the way down to the customers who drive our products. This report is important to us to fully understand the impact our supplier diversity program has. So thanks, Erin, and thanks, Adriana, for answering these questions. And to our suppliers listening, if you have any additional questions that we did not address today, please send your questions, like Adriana mentioned earlier, to supplierdiversity@toyota.com. We will respond and potentially add this broadcast if your question would help more suppliers get through the submission process even more efficiently.
Absolutely. I am here to help. Again, I'm over 2-2 reporting, so please don't feel that any question can't be asked. And thanks for having us, Taylor.
Yes, thank you, Taylor. Hopefully our supplier partners have found this discussion to be beneficial in regards to Tier 2 reporting. And if you've enjoyed this opportunity to learn about our Tier 2 reporting, please be sure to visit onetoyotasupplierdiversity.com for new sessions as they become available. This is the first in a 4-part series where we will continue to share education ahead of the 30th Annual Opportunity Exchange. The next sessions will focus on topics like executive commitment, identifying opportunities, and how to best use the OE app to maximize connections and prepare for the big event, OE. Be sure to check back for the next sessions. Thank you.